Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Trump wrapped up a press conference that lasted for about an hour. Kamala Harris has not addressed the media in 18 days. 18 days. What is she so afraid of? That's the question. Her brain. That's the answer. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Great to have you with us on a busy Thursday. Trump announced that he was doing this press conference this morning. And obviously, as you can imagine, that changed the trajectory of the day's events. And, you know, good for him. I mean, he's getting out there and he's doing it. He's showing everybody he's not afraid to get out there and actually debate, unlike Kamala Harris. Or I should say, get out there and talk to the press. Took a lot of questions, got into a lot of different issues, got into abortion as an issue. We'll grab that audio clip for you as well. Talked about marijuana, legalizing marijuana, criminal justice reform, pretty much the whole gambit today. He covered. So great to have you with us. The Big Story of the Hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanAria, VeneriaDental.com. My dentist, my friend, and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria, has two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. And he's going to help. He also said today that he is there's going to be no tax on Social Security for seniors. No tax on tips as well. And he pointed out that, you know, the presidency was essentially now taken away from Joe Biden, which is pretty funny. It's not going well for Tim Walz. It really isn't. It's not going well for Tim Walz. In fact, in 2021, he said violent rioters who burn down buildings are just rightfully angry at a system that does not serve him. And I got to agree with what Senator Rick Scott said earlier today. He said picking Walz means Kamala Harris believes in radical policies. I got to think Democrats are really, really regretting this. I mean, between the stolen valor stuff and all these wacky policy positions of his that keep coming out, I mean, they can't be happy with that. They could have had Josh Shapiro. They could have had Shapiro. They could have had a guy who is a popular governor of Pennsylvania, and instead they went with this guy? This doofus? This Midwestern doofus? They had CNN having to fact check the guy? Come on! Stop it! Stop it. They're not happy about this. They're also not happy about the fact that he's already now taking attention away from Kamala Harris because we're focusing on all, or they are, I should say, unhappy because we are focusing on all the wrong things. On all the wrong things. But you know what? In some ways, it helps her. Because she gets to hide, and everybody's talking about Tim Walz, and they're not talking about her. But don't worry. We're not gonna stop covering her. Here's her speaking in Detroit, Michigan. By the way, she's doing that fake Southern accent again. She's coming out in Detroit. She's dropping the last syllables, changing the, you know, how y'all doing? She's basically doing all that. Total phony. I mean, she sounds so phony. And she believes in a future where we lower the cost of living. This is Kamala Harris in Detroit, cut 16.
We believe in a future where we lower the cost of living for America's families so they have a chance not just to get by, but to get ahead. Because look, while our economy is doing well by many measures, prices for everyday things like groceries are still too high. You know it and I know it.
You know it and I know it. You know it and I know it. Now, the problem is that you know and I know that she's completely and utterly full of crap is what it is. You know it and I know it. And Kamala Harris is such a phony. She really is. She's such a phony. Let me go to Joe in Columbus, New Jersey. Joe, how you doing, man?
Rich, from one Jersey guy to another. Everybody who's clapping for her, are they all named Irwin?
They might be, and Irwin's very excited about those national polls that are absolutely meaningless.
Well, Rich, all he has to do is look back on the 2016 campaign to see what the polls were back then. The guy has no historical recollection. I'm sorry. What I wanted to say was this, with regard to Mr. Walz, this progressive party has made a habit, a chronic habit of lying, fabricating, and slandering so frequently without any repercussion. They think now they have total immunity or no consequence for their fraudulence. And I think it is priceless that this guy, we're finding out now, has voted for that Stolen Valor Act. That's great. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's all coming out, right? You can't hide it. That's the thing. You can't hide it. And
when
he's a hypocrite because he's out there lying about his own title and rank. He abandoned his guys who were going to go to war. And the spin right now, like Chris Hayes on MSNBC last night, trying to spin it like, well, he had objections with the Iraq war, so that's why he didn't go. So is that okay for our military? I mean, if he was commander in chief and this, people didn't like the cause, they can just drop out.
Yeah, to pick any war you want to fight in that you're choosing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate your time, Joe. Thank you very much, buddy. Let's go to Cameron in Vineland, New Jersey. Cameron, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well.
Hey, do you know, is the golf course at Mar-a-Lago under repair or something? Like, why was he doing a press conference? It's just all the same stuff we've heard before. Doesn't he have any new material?
Yeah, maybe they might be hydrating the golf course. You know what they have to do sometimes? They have to go and aerate it. They have to aerate the golf course. Yeah.
That's what must have been going on today.
Yeah.
How come he doesn't talk more about the stock market, especially Truth Social's public shares? They're down 70%.
Wow.
And last quarter.
Really?
Yeah, last quarter, they lost $325 million on revenue of $700,000.
How about that?
How does one do that?
I don't know. How does one do that? How does Apple lose money? I mean, that's something I can't figure out. How does Apple lose money? Right?
Well, they don't lose money
every
quarter.
How do any of these big tech companies lose money? Like Meta? Like, how does little Mark Zuckerberg lose money? You know what I mean?
They're making money hand over fist.
Oh, they are. That's funny because, you know, their stocks have been down lately. They had a whole big thing on Monday where a lot of the tech companies lost a lot of money. But
oh,
maybe,
yeah,
did you miss that? You might have missed that day.
Where's your economics degree from? Trump University School of Grifting?
There you go. Trump University School of Grift. Look at you. I was the mascot, actually, over there. Do you want to make a point or not?
No, I just like crapping on your stupid show. It's a blast.
Oh, you did. If that's your goal, I'm just going to let you know something, and I mean this sincerely. You did not live up to your goal. You failed miserably. That was not crapping on the show. You came on the show. You made some dumb points about his company, Truth Social. That's all you achieved. And I don't think he's running to be the head of like big tech. He's not looking to be your financial advisor for big tech stocks. But I do have a guy if you need him. He's very good.
I wish he picked his nose and ate it, because you would jump up and down and go, look how brave he is.
Oh, look That's at you brilliant. Picking your picking his nose and eating it. I am impressed. You know who else uses comments like that? My 4-year-old daughter. I like you, Cameron, because you have the same intellectual ability to have a debate with me as my 4-year-old daughter does, talking about eating your boogers. I'm impressed. Good for you. It's not often you find somebody like that who can relate. And I have a tough time with it myself, because when I have to tell my daughter not to eat her boogers, she looks at me like I'm crazy. And Cameron calls up this radio show, talks to hundreds of thousands of people, and brings up Trump eating his boogers. And I feel like I'm home. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm home again. So thank you, Cameron. I owe you one. I really do. I owe you one. Well, get this guy off. If I got him off before that, you never would have heard him make the booger comment. Stop it already, please. Let's see what we got here. A couple more clips here. First of all, this is Trump talking about Willie Brown and Kamala Harris and her relationship with former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown, the man that she, you could say, got off her career with Willie Brown. She got her political, got off. I mean, I got her career off with Willie Brown. What I'm saying here. So Cameron's not going to be pleased with that. And I don't know if she ever ate his boogers. I mean, is that a thing between lovers? Do they do that? I don't know. It's been, you know, I mean, whatever you do, it's consenting adults. It's on you. I'm not going to judge, but that'd be kind of weird. Anyway, here's Trump talking about Willie Brown. Take a listen.
Please.
Mr. President, there's been some discussion around Vice President Harris's relationship with Willie Brown, former mayor of San Francisco, and how that might have intersected with her career trajectory. So I'm just wondering if you followed that discussion at all.
Well, I know Willie Brown very well. In fact, I went down in a helicopter with him. We thought maybe this is the end. We were in a helicopter going to a certain location together. And there was an emergency landing. This was not a pleasant landing. And Willie was, he was a little concerned. So I know him pretty well. I mean, I haven't seen him in years. But he told me terrible things about her. But this is what you're telling me anyway, I guess. But he had a big part in what happened with Kamala. But he I don't know, maybe he's changed his tune. But he was not a fan of hers very much at that point. Please.
I think that he was a fan of hers before that point, though. I mean, that's obvious. What's not to like? Am I right? I'm just saying, what's not to like about the prior time with Kamala Harris? And maybe she broke his heart. I don't know how these things work out. But what we do know, though, is that they were together for a period of time. I don't care. I personally don't really care if Kamala Harris is with Willie Brown. It doesn't have any bearing on my life whatsoever. But let's not pretend like it wasn't a thing. You know what I mean? Like it was a thing. It's okay. Everybody has to get their start somewhere. And everybody has to, you know, rise up through the ranks. It's not easy. It's not easy. In this day and age, you better have somebody who has your back, even if you have to be on yours. Here's Trump, who was asked the question today regarding the peaceful transfer of power. Will there be? Did you catch that? All right. I'm just making sure. I was proud of myself for that line. Got to have somebody who has your back, even if it meant you were on yours. It's a good line. Oh, that's an A-minus easy. Come on, it's an A. Without any planning, that's an A-minus easy.
Yeah, I just enjoy crapping on your show and talking about boogers.
I think we should get Cameron on every day. Yeah. Well, we're going to have a lot of those people come out between now and November. They're going to target this show because of the size of it, which is fine. I can handle it, obviously. But I wish they were capable of rising to my intellectual level. I think that's what's frustrating me. Now, let me just get this out. I have to air this grievance. If you're going to call up and try to challenge, can you just be good at it? It's boring for me. I don't mind. I really don't. In fact, I like it. I like sparring. It's like when Rocky, but Rocky was bored when he had to fight Spider Rico. You know what I mean? Don't be Spider Rico. If you want to call up this show and try to match my wit, match my intellect, match my political acumen, I'm all for it. But you got to do better than, oh, what were they? Were they repairing the golf course today? Huh? Well, if Trump ate boogers, you like it? And suddenly you sound like Bill Murray in Caddyshack. Or you call up and you make us go, oh, your Truth Social stock's not doing too good, huh? Not doing so good, huh? How about the fact that the guy actually has had a business? I mean, we could talk about that, but don't worry about it. Let's just, you know. Or the other guy with the, oh, my favorite was the caller the other day who calls up and thinks he's going to get one over on me with his psycho obsession with Melania Trump. You remember that guy? So this guy calls up frequently from time to time, and every call inevitably turns into, where's Melania? And it's so obvious that if you went into this guy's house, you would have pictures of Melania. You know how serial killers have pictures all over their walls of a person's face? And he would have, and he probably sits there and cuts out letters like the Zodiac killer did, or maybe it wasn't the Zodiac, it was some other serial killer. And so you go to his house and be like, M, E, be different sizes of the letters, but it's spelled Melania. And the whole house would just basically be a shrine to her. And he sits there all day and he waits around for me to get on the air. And he calls up and he goes, yeah, I noticed Melania wasn't at the press conference today in Mar-a-Lago. Huh? Did you notice that? I noticed that. You go, all right. And she wasn't there. Yeah. How long till she divorces him? It doesn't matter, dude. She's not going to go out with you. You're a psycho. Whether or not their marriage lasts or not, I can guarantee you one thing. And I'm pretty good at predicting things. She's not calling you, right? And get help. I mean, sir, again, and get help too while you're at it. At the same time that I'm pointing that out. Trump was asked if there'll be a peaceful transfer of power. This is what he said. Take a listen. Or not. You got it? I don't hear it. Why don't I hear it?
Two ways. First, he said it actually said.
Here, start it over. Go ahead.
Well, he actually said it two ways. First, he said it incorrectly. Then he corrected himself. Do you agree with that? Right? You know, if you watch him, he said it two ways. No. I mean, he said it two ways because he doesn't really know what he's saying. Why didn't he bring it up at the debate? You know, he had a chance for 90 minutes to bring it up at the debate. He could have talked about that at the debate. And he didn't do it. Everyone said, oh, he said this and he said that. He's just, you know, they give him something to read off. He read it very badly because he actually said it the opposite. Then he had to go back and correct himself. He said the opposite. He should have brought this up at the debate. If he had a problem, of course there'll be a peaceful transfer. And there was last time, and there'll be a peaceful transfer. I just hope we're going to have honest elections. That's all. Okay?
Oh, you know what he's pointing out here? The fact that, and this is a very inconvenient truth, he actually left the White House last time. I know he's a dictator, and dictators, rumor has it, don't leave and they don't transfer power. But Trump actually did. Now, that should really be the headline. Of course, we'll have a peaceful transfer of power. There was last time, and there was. He left. He left Washington. He got on Marine One. He went to Andrews Air Force Base, got on Air Force One for the final ride, went down to Florida, and went to Mar-a-Lago. And he left the White House. There was a peaceful transfer of power. President Trump respected that back then. He believed he'd won, which you're allowed to believe. And certainly he has a lot of reason to believe that he won that election, and certainly did in January of 2021. But beside the fact, he left. He didn't stay. He didn't call up the military and surround the White House and say, listen, I don't care what you people say. I won. You know I won. They cheated. I'm the president, and I'm not going anywhere. But they do that in countries where there are dictators. That's what dictators literally do. They call up the military. They surround the presidential palace. And any of the military members know that if they were to leave, like Tim Walz left his unit before they went to Iraq, they would be killed. So the military just stands outside the presidential palace. And then what happens? There's an uprising. The people rise up. Like Venezuela is a great example of this right now, with Maduro trying to hang on to power, even though Maduro clearly lost the election. Trump could have done that. I mean, he could have. It would have been an interesting moment in our nation's history because it's never happened before. And in the left's fantasy, he did. Like in the left's fantasy, like that psycho who has all the Melania Trump obsession, in that psycho's fantasy, or in the fantasy of the left, they believe that Trump really tried to stay. But if he tried to stay, he would have stayed. He was the commander in chief. He could have called up the military, surrounded the White House, went in there, sent in the military, seized all the election machines, demanded a recount, imposed martial law. I mean, there's all kinds of different things he could have done. If the courts had said he has to go, he could have said, send in your military. Good luck. I'm never leaving. We've never had a president who's done that before, including Donald Trump. So in all the talk about January the 6th and all the talk about Trump's going to be a dictator this time around, first of all, a peaceful transfer of power only occurs assuming the Democrats give up the presidency. So I think the real question to ask is, why would Joe Biden even hesitate on that point? He's in power. But Joe Biden, when he was asked a question, we played this for you yesterday, Joe Biden hesitated for a moment. Why? Why would you hesitate? You're in power. The question is very simple. If Donald Trump wins, are you going to give up? Are you going to give it up? Are you going to transfer power? The answer is a simple, very, very simple. Yes or no. And Joe Biden flinched. And then Joe Biden tried to say, not if Trump wins, there won't be. Or not if Trump loses, there won't be, because he changed his mind. He said both things. He goes, not if Trump loses. I don't understand. What does that mean? If Trump loses, what? What exactly then? Then you're not going to transfer power to Kamala Harris? Are you saying you're going to stay? That's a twist. I mean, that's a plot twist right there. Am I right? I don't think anyone's realized that. But when Joe Biden yesterday said there may not be a peaceful transfer of power if Trump loses, I think what he's saying is, I may decide I'm not going to give her the keys to the White House. Now, that's a story. And that, to me, is a scandal right there. All right, I'll take a quick break. We have a guest coming up. We're going to talk about the economy, actually, as a matter of fact. Don't go away.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, we're getting the crazy callers today, which I love. Keep it coming. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. But very, very excited to welcome the show. Bob Unanaway is the president and CEO of Goya Foods. He's a founding board member of the America First Policy Institute and chairman of the Hispanic Leadership Coalition. Mr. Unanaway, it's great to have you on the show. I knew your brother back when he ran for Senate in New Jersey. How you doing?
Great, Rich. Yeah, that will be my cousin, Andy.
Or your cousin, yes. Excuse me.
Yeah, we're a big group. We're a big group.
Well, I was proud to support him back then, and it was very nice to meet with him and talk with him back then. And it's great to have you on the show, so thanks for your time today. How are things at Goya Foods? We are customers in the Zeoli family.
Oh, great. Things are great. You know, it's funny because over the years, we're 88 years in business, and over the years, in difficult times, we tend to do better because people go away from, restaurants, which are much more expensive. But of course, even at the grocery stores today, food is very expensive, and for many reasons. But we're doing very well, and we're expanding. You know, we're in Europe. We have manufacturing facilities in Spain for olives and olive oil. We have distribution. There's 5.5 million Latinos in Spain out of a 48 million population. The United States is the second largest Latino country in the world. We're in the Dominican Republic. We're in Puerto Rico. And we have 11 distribution centers in the United States and several manufacturing facilities. I'm here in Houston right now, just landed. And we have a major canning facility here. So we continue to grow and we've followed basically the Latino population. We're, again, the second largest Latino country in the world after Mexico with 120. We're 70. We're the largest minority. We will be or should be the largest group, period, by 2050, legally, I would hope.
Right.
And then you have Colombia, Spain, and it's funny, the biggest group in Spain is Colombia, because as all these countries turn to communism, for example, in Colombia, Venezuela, you have a lot of the people leaving. My uncle used to say money is the most cowardly. The first thing to leave these countries is the capital, and then, the people. But, you have economic migration, you have political migration. So we have the melting pot of everybody, every Latino country in the world is here in the United States. And again, the great majority have come legally. You know, unfortunately, 59% of the Latinos illegally coming in are on some type of handouts. And, I'm 70 years old. I've been working for nearly 50 years, and the Social Security is not nearly as doesn't even compare to the amount of money that's being handed out to immigrants with all the benefits. Mm-hmm. And we have to work more than half a day so that others don't, or they don't pay taxes, and it's not right. It's inflationary. It costs money, and it's just not right.
That point you just made, Bob Unanaway, I want to point on that. We got to work half a day just to pay for all the benefits that all these illegal immigrants are receiving. Is that right?
That's right. You know, and that's a tipping point. When, you know, when there's more people pulling than giving, you know, John F. Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, what you can do for your country. We have, and my grandfather who started the company came over and, well, from Spain in 1904. But, you know, people come for opportunity, for prosperity. Many people coming into this country, and we're a country of immigrants, come in for that opportunity and prosperity. And the middle class has built this nation, and yet they're finding that the middle class is being annihilated in today's society, economy. It's becoming out of reach with the cost of living. When I got out of college in 76 in New Jersey, the tax rate was 1.4%, something like that. And I made, I was getting $4 an hour. They didn't pay me well at the company. And that was $8,000 a year, but I paid taxes. You know,
right.
If you don't have skin in the game, then, you know, things don't have value. And we're not valuing things. We're not valuing each other is a problem.
Now, as the founding board member of the America First Policy Institute, as chairman of the Hispanic Leadership Coalition, let's talk about the border. I mean, the media is doing everything it possibly can, Bob, to say that Kamala Harris was not the border czar. They're trying to let her run away from it. We know the truth. I mean, we know that she was in charge of it. We know that this administration has failed. And even gone further in that, right? I mean, fighting the state of Texas over razor wire to try to help deter illegal crossings. The administration's fighting them every step of the way on this.
But, well, you know, the genie says to Aladdin, never drink from the cup of money or power. You'll never be satisfied. And that is what drives pretty much everything. The trafficking is hundreds of billions of dollars, not millions, billions of dollar industry. The trafficking of people, 75% women, 25% children, the drugs, these are huge industries. And the control, the power, is they want to stay in office, and they find every way to stay in office because it's so lucrative. Now, last April 26th of 2023, Tara Lee wrote us. You can look it up her testimony. She was with ORR, the Office of Refugee Resettlement, which was under HHS, Health and Human Services, Javier Becerra, Alejandro Mayorkas, and of course our borders are. But it's these people. But it's much more than that, because these cartels make all this money. They could not make this money without the help of governments of Mexico, the United States. Tara Lee said that the U.S. is the middleman in bringing people in and selling them to sex, slavery, body parts. And Javier Becerra said that, I'll paraphrase it, but basically he said Henry Ford would be embarrassed by the lack of efficiency. We need to bring in these kids more often. Now, in her testimony, she says they were dropping as many as 40 kids at one address to sponsors. Oh, we lost track of the sponsors. We didn't vet, you know, we did the best we could. Nonsense. We're the middleman in the sale of these children to exploitation and abuse. And the Latino is the number one victim. But so you have sponsors. You drop 40 kids at an address. That's not a home.
Mm-hmm.
That's a business. That's a jail cell, and also they would get sponsors, would get different addresses to get more kids. So, of course, they want to keep the border open. They want to bring in these people, these kids, these children. They're younger and younger every day. J.D. Vance talks about an 11-year-old, but 6 years old. I was involved in The Sound of Freedom, this movie on trafficking.
Oh, it was great. That was a great... I didn't realize you were involved in that. Well done. That was an excellent film, Bob.
Oh, thank you. But, you know, the idea was to bring awareness, and we have Goya Cares, which is bringing awareness to this trafficking. It has exploded. I would say that the only industry that this administration has really created and grown is the trafficking and drug industry.
Hmm.
And they're allowing the border. It's not just where Texas was closing the border. They had, you know, the feds going in and letting these people in. And, of course, not just the children, but they were letting in. I have family from Venezuela, one of the most horrific gangs in the world, the Tren de Aragua, which is they beat up the cops in Times Square. They've murdered people. They have orders in El Paso to shoot police. To shoot police. We're letting these people in, and there can only be two things that motivate this: money and control, money and power.
Yeah.
They don't give a darn about the people, and they just want the few. And the few, not the few, are making money on this. You know, I don't know. I can't really make this accusation. I heard, for example, Harris was making $149,000 a year, but she has millions of dollars. We have to follow the money. We have to, as a government, we have to, and I think that's what Trump will do, President Trump will do when he gets in there. And the first step is to close the border and control this, because the industry is too big. Shut down the cartels. Shut down this the exploitation of our children. You know, in the Bible, in Matthew, I wrote this the other day, Jesus says, leave my children alone. The children, the kingdom of God is for children like these. And we have to have a heart like a child, but we're abusing our children. These are the children are our present and our future.
Bobby Nattaway is with me. He's the president and CEO of Goya Foods. It's an honor to have him on the show. He's also the founding member of the America First Policy Institute, and he's also the chairman of the Hispanic Leadership Coalition. What you're saying here is incredibly eye-opening. It's heartbreaking. We also know about all the let me just make a point on this too. You know, there's this idea that this is all a myth. You know, when The Sound of Freedom came out, there were so many movie critics and others who talked about what a fantasy this was, that children are trafficked into sex and slavery. We know that this administration, we know the New York Times has reported on this, has lost at least, Bob, that we know of, 75,000 children. We know that children have been put into labor in this country that you can equivalent to slave labor. The New York Times has to even report all those things. These are not myths. This is happening. And so the compassionate liberals out there who think that, you know, we should have this border where everyone can just come over here, they don't understand the unintended consequence of creating a marketplace by which people can smuggle in children. We hear a lot about drugs, but we don't talk enough about how human beings are smuggled.
Yes, and you know, like Houston, where I am now, is one of the biggest trafficked cities in the world. And it's not just kids coming across this border. It's kids in our own neighborhood. They go off to college to get roofied, or, you know, we're losing kids left and right. And along with it, with COVID and everything that's happened, we've lost our spirit. The mental health issues are horrific. You know, we're losing our children. You know, when in The Sound of Freedom, it's the story of Tim Ballard, played by Jim Caviezel. Tim Ballard goes into the jungles of Colombia to rescue Rocio and little teddy bear, a 7-year-old. And it's very courageous that he goes in and rescues these kids. But look at our youth today. If you have a child, a young adult.
Yeah.
And kids are being bullied all the time. It takes a lot of courage for somebody to stand up and say, leave him alone. Leave her alone. You matter. We have to stop looking at ourselves. We're identifying with flags and letters. We have to identify as children of God and reach out to others. One simple gesture of you matter can save a life. We, you know, it's so powerful that as a person, we can save a life by just reaching out and saying, hey, you matter. I love you. You know, we got to love our neighbors as ourselves. But, you know, yes, what's happening is horrific. And, you know, it's no regard for life. You know, we worry a lot about the first, we argue a lot about the first 39 weeks in the womb, you know, with abortion and all that. But once someone is born, we don't value that life, and you know, we're exploiting children and abusing children for profit. It's just horrific.
Bobby Nanaway, President and CEO of Goya Foods, I appreciate your time today. I appreciate you being so outspoken on the issue. Please come back and see us here again in Philadelphia. We would really appreciate it.
God bless you, and keep up the great work, and your voice is so necessary.
God bless you as well.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. Relationships matter, as you know, as we continue the show here today. Relationships are everything, and I say it all the time. It's a guiding principle on how Judith and her team run their business at Cherry Hill Volvo. Now, they're offering a $15,000 discount on the lease of any in-stock 2024 XC90 hybrid. So let me tell you what this is. So this is a car. It's a car we drive, and it is a gas vehicle that also has a hybrid on it. So it's got the battery, too. But it's but it takes gas, and it's great. And you get a ton of mileage out of it. It's fantastic, and it's a great family car, too, with that third row. It really is the way to go. You get incredible fuel mileage on it. You don't have to plug it in. You don't have to charge it or anything like that. And it winds up really, I think, saving you a lot of money because gas prices are so expensive right now. But I still, for me, I don't want to drive an electric car. I just don't have any interest in doing it. So the XC90 hybrid is the perfect answer. And not only that, but with that third row, when you get the kids, we're going on vacation in 2 weeks. And taking the kids on a road trip with that third row makes your life a lot easier. Plus, it's the safest 7-passenger SUV on the market by far. And the relationship that Cherry Hill Volvo has with their customers, like me, like my family, is everything. Judith, Yosef, the entire team, they pride themselves on their relationships. They pride themselves on doing the right thing always. And they're offering this $15,000 discount right now because these relationships matter so much. They also have an incredible offer as well. If you do want to go the electric route, they have the C40. You can lease that for 36 months for less than $500 a month. Either way, we broadcast live every day from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios. They are a studio sponsor. So of all the Volvos that are out there, please, all the Volvo dealerships, I mean, choose the one that stands with us here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, because I know that there are a lot of options, but there's only one that chooses to be our studio sponsor, and that's Cherry Hill Volvo. They build great relationships by providing that luxury Volvo buying experience that you deserve, always doing what is right and going the extra mile for their customers at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Thanks for listening to the Cioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Enjoyed that conversation with Andy Nanaway. Hope we get him back on the show. Or Bobby Nanaway, his brother, his cousin, Andy, ran for U.S. Senate in New Jersey. Like I said, he was going to run. He didn't actually go through with it, but he was a real neat guy to talk to back then. Anonymous. Anonymous in Philadelphia. Glad I have my glasses on today. Wanted to talk about child trafficking. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for taking my call. I saw Bob the last time Donald Trump ran for presidency. He's awesome. I did see this movie, and I am a child advocate. I've spent the last two summers advocating for parents and fighting DHS to figure out where children have been placed, and now children can't be found, some of them. The trafficking that you're talking about is very real. People need to know this. It's much worse than what you can imagine. It's worse than that movie even shows. I know a lady, Jerry Petito, and she's been to the border several times, and she talks about the border all the time.
Yeah.
But the main thing she talks about is the child trafficking and how bad it is, and it's the cartels that are controlling it. And she explains how to know that they're behind it, how the kids come over and they have clean clothes on, and it's like three or four kids together. The scary part is, how many weirdos do we have in America if this many amount of children are being trafficking over here for sex and other things? Donald Trump is the only one who bothered to put up money to fight child trafficking. And these are the things that people have to keep in mind. You know, the Cry Freedom movie is a movie everybody should watch. We should think about what was found last year, the hotels on Roosevelt Boulevard that had the tunnels under. And I would ask you to think, do you build a hotel and then mess it up by digging tunnels? Or do you pick a piece of land that already has the tunnels so you can connect your hotel to it? This is very organized.
Yeah.
And the Philadelphia Germantown area, we had a hot spot at the Burger King on, I think that was Shelton Avenue, I don't know, is that Green or something, or Wayne? And the scary part, out of all the different community advocacies and things that I do, this is the most scariest, what you're talking about today.
I'm just curious why, and I'm not asking you to, you know, say anything you're uncomfortable with, but I'm curious why you're choosing to be anonymous at the moment.
I will definitely explain that. Thank you.
Sure.
I've been on your show before. I'm hoping people don't recognize my voice because I've called on some other issues like ballot tampering. The people who would have a problem with what I'm saying are the very people who play into the corruption that goes on in Philadelphia. And so when someone like me speaks out, you become harassed. And I mean ungodly.
Sure.
You would not believe what some of us are going through to speak the truth and to speak up. And you get it from all angles, you know, from the tax department, the sheriff's department, the utilities department. I'm not playing. And I have the paper proof, the paper trail to prove it. I want to be very careful what I say. But what I'm saying, anybody can tell is common sense. If you think about it, how do three hotels, two or three on Roosevelt Boulevard, have tunnels underneath? You don't build a hotel, then all of a sudden someone digs a tunnel in your nice, clean hotel. No, you pick a plot of land that you know the tunnels are there, and then you build the hotel so they're easily connected, is my belief. And the real scary part about this is when the smoke clears, we are going to find out, and I keep saying this, the very people that we're trusting to protect our kids, and we've seen this happen in New York, so I'm talking DHS, and I'm not saying all DHS, but you're going to find that there are workers and higher-up people and administrators to the very top, right on into the courtroom with the judges, that have connections to the fact that kids are being improperly placed, incorrectly and corruptly snatched, and then all of a sudden these kids are being placed out of state where they can't even be located again. And the kids are being snatched on the smallest of things and then being given out to other families. This is a business.
Yeah, no, DHS, listen, I have no doubts. I thank you for the phone call. I have to run, but I appreciate it. I appreciate you raising awareness on this, and you know, keep up the good fight. So thank you.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Yeah. And you know, when we were at CPAC, actually, we had Tanya Gould on the show. She is a victim of trafficking herself. She's the director of the Virginia Office of the Attorney General Human Trafficking Division, you know, for lack of a better term. She was fantastic. I mean, you know, it is very real. There's a lot of sickos out there. There's a lot of people that are taking advantage of this. And there's a lot of missing kids. You know, when the New York Times is forced to acknowledge that there are 75,000 plus children just missing, I mean, you can ignore that, but you shouldn't. You should recognize that there's a real problem here, and there's a market. There's a market for everything, and there's a lot of freaking sickos out there. So there's a market for everything in life, and there's a black market for everything in life. And this is why, as parents, I say, you know, watch out for your kids. I'm a free range parent believer. I want my kids to not be afraid of their own shadow. But at the same time, when you're in places like airports and you're in other places like that, you have to. You have no choice but to be careful.
because there are just people out there who would certainly do very bad things. But these kids who are coming over the southern border for the purposes of disappearing into this country for very nefarious purposes. Not all of it's sex. A lot of it is labor. But whether it's sex or it's labor, these are still children, and it's happening, and this administration refuses to address it. I mean, when Mayorkas was asked about it, he basically dodged the question. The New York Times, the far right wing New York Times, did the expose on this. The far right wing New York Times. So chalk it up to just one of their other far right wing conspiracy theories. What can I tell you? 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. All right, as we continue along the show here today, I got to let you know we are going to give away tickets in the next hour to see Donald Trump Jr. join Dom Giordano for Politics and Pints. We're going to do that straight ahead. But I also want to thank my great friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding for taking such great care of my home. How does an inflation relief discount of 10% off sound to you? 10% off windows, siding, doors, roof, and so much more. That's Emmons, emmonsroofing.com. You should use them just like we've used them for two of our homes now. I mean, we don't own two homes. I'm not Bernie Sanders. I don't own multiple homes, but our old home, we used them. They replaced the roof. They did such a great job. I said, let's do the windows. They're coming over tomorrow to replace a door for me. So I trust the team at Emmons, and you should too, by going to emmonsroofing.com or calling them at 856-885-6677. And you'll get an inflation relief discount of 10% off because Stephanie and Matt know times are tough right now, and they want to do everything they can to help out. They serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And they are with you every step of the way. EmmonsRoofing.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Enjoyed that conversation with Andy Unanaway. Hope we get him back on the show. Or Bob Unanaway, his brother, his cousin, Andy, ran for U.S. Senate in New Jersey. Like I said, he was going to run. He didn't actually go through with it, but he was a real neat guy to talk to back then. Anonymous. Anonymous in Philadelphia. Glad I have my glasses on today. Wanted to talk about child trafficking. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for taking my call. I saw Bob the last time Donald Trump ran for presidency. He's awesome. I did see this movie, and I am a child advocate. I've spent the last two summers advocating for parents and fighting DHS to figure out where children have been placed, and now children can't be found, some of them. The trafficking that you're talking about is very real. People need to know this. It's much worse than what you can imagine. It's worse than that movie even shows. I know a lady, Jerry Petito, and she's been to the border several times, and she talks about the border all the time.
Yeah.
But the main thing she talks about is the child trafficking and how bad it is, and it's the cartels that are controlling it. And she explains how to know that they're behind it, how the kids come over and they have clean clothes on, and it's like three or four kids together. The scary part is, how many weirdos do we have in America if this many amount of children are being trafficking over here for sex and other things? Donald Trump is the only one who bothered to put up money to fight child trafficking. And these are the things that people have to keep in mind. You know, the Cry Freedom movie is a movie everybody should watch. We should think about what was found last year, the hotels on Roosevelt Boulevard that had the tunnels under. And I would ask you to think, do you build a hotel and then mess it up by digging tunnels? Or do you pick a piece of land that already has the tunnels so you can connect your hotel to it? This is very organized.
Yeah.
In the Philadelphia Germantown area, we had a hot spot at the Burger King on, I think that was Shelton Avenue, I don't know, is that Green or something, or Wayne? And the scary part, out of all the different community advocacies and things that I do, this is the most scariest, what you're talking about today.
I'm just curious why, and I'm not asking you to, you know, say anything you're uncomfortable with, but I'm curious why you're choosing to be anonymous at the moment.
I will definitely explain that. Thank you.
Sure.
I've been on your show before. I'm hoping people don't recognize my voice because I've called on some other issues like ballot tampering. The people who would have a problem with what I'm saying are the very people who play into the corruption that goes on in Philadelphia. And so when someone like me speaks out, you become harassed. And I mean ungodly.
Sure.
You would not believe what some of us are going through to speak the truth and to speak up. And you get it from all angles, you know, from the tax department, the sheriff's department, the utilities department. I'm not playing. And I have the paper proof, the paper trail to prove it. I want to be very careful what I say, but what I'm saying, anybody can tell is common sense. If you think about it, how do three hotels, two or three on Roosevelt Boulevard, have tunnels underneath? You don't build a hotel, then all of a sudden someone digs a tunnel in your nice, clean hotel. No, you pick a plot of land that you know the tunnels are there, and then you build the hotel so they're easily connected, is my belief. And the real scary part about this is when the smoke clears, we are going to find out, and I keep saying this, the very people that we're trusting to protect our kids, and we've seen this happen in New York. So I'm talking DHS, and I'm not saying all DHS, but you're going to find that there are workers and higher-up people and administrators to the very top, right on into the courtroom with the judges, that have connections to the fact that kids are being improperly placed, incorrectly and corruptly snatched, and then all of a sudden these kids are being placed out of state where they can't even be located again. And the kids are being snatched on the smallest of things and then being given out to other families. This is a business.
Yeah, no, and listen, I have no doubts. I thank you for the phone call. I have to run, but I appreciate it. I appreciate you raising awareness on this and, you know, keep up the good fight. So thank you.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, and you know, when we were at CPAC, actually, we had Tanya Gould on the show. She is a victim of trafficking herself. She's the director of the Virginia Office of the Attorney General Human Trafficking Division, you know, for lack of a better term. She was fantastic. I mean, you know, it is very real. There's a lot of sickos out there. There's a lot of people that are taking advantage of this. And there's a lot of missing kids. You know, and when the New York Times is forced to acknowledge that there are 75,000 plus children just missing, I mean, you can ignore that, but you shouldn't. You should recognize that there's a real problem here, and there's a market. There's a market for everything, and there's a lot of freaking sickos out there. So there's a market for everything in life, and there's a black market for everything in life. And this is why, as parents, I say, you know, watch out for your kids. I'm a free range parent believer. I want my kids to not be afraid of their own shadow. But at the same time, when you're in places like airports and you're in other places like that, you have to. You have no choice but to be careful, because there are just people out there who would certainly do very bad things. But these kids who are coming over the southern border for the purposes of disappearing into this country for very nefarious purposes. Not all of it's sex. A lot of it is labor. But whether it's sex or it's labor, these are still children, and it's happening. And this administration refuses to address it. I mean, when Mayorkas was asked about it, he basically dodged the question. And New York Times, the far right wing New York Times, did the expose on this. The far right wing New York Times. So chalk it up to just one of their other far right wing conspiracy theories. What can I tell you? 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. All right, as we continue along the show here today, I got to let you know we are going to give away tickets in the next hour to see Donald Trump Jr. join Dom Giordano for Politics and Pints. We're going to do that straight ahead. But I also want to thank my great friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding for taking such great care of my home. How does an inflation relief discount of 10% off sound to you? 10% off windows, siding, doors, roof, and so much more. That's Emmons, emmonsroofing.com. You should use them just like we've used them for two of our homes now. I mean, we don't own two homes. I'm not Bernie Sanders. I don't own multiple homes, but our old home, we used them. They replaced the roof. They did such a great job. I said, let's do the windows. They're coming over tomorrow to replace a door for me. So I trust the team at Emmons, and you should too, by going to emmonsroofing.com or calling them at 856-885-6677. And you'll get an inflation relief discount of 10% off, because Stephanie and Matt know times are tough right now, and they want to do everything they can to help out. They serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And they are with you every step of the way. EmmonsRoofing.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.